Letters of the Rebbe in volume 15. This is letter number 5387, Baruch Hashem, dated the 20th of Nisan, Tavshin Yizayim, Brooklyn, Shalom, Uvracha. So the Rebbe says, I'm very surprised. I'm very surprised that from the time of your wedding, there is no news from you, you know, report. The Rebbe says, I'm really very hopeful that you are fulfilling the command that every day and day you need to serve Hashem. So I guess before he got married, he was involved and he in the activities and he reported to the Rebbe. And now he got married. He's not reporting anymore. So the Rebbe says, so he got married, you have to still continue doing your work. Especially the Rebbe says in the Mizgeres, in the of spreading out the wellsprings to the outside and the Mizgeres of Tzidei Agudas Chabad. So within these groups, to spread out the wellsprings and to Tzidkus Chabad, for sure the Rebbe says you will write with the necessary detail in all the above. And also how the Chasana and the 7 days of celebration of the wedding, Shivas Yimei HaMishnah, the Rebbe wants him to report everything. So the Rebbe says, even though you could say there is room for the argument that in the days that precede the wedding, as in the wedding and afterwards, there is additional preoccupation, you know, there's a additional tirdas, your own preparation. I guess you got another person to worry about. But the Rebbe says it's understood that the intellectual person doesn't need to and is not able to allow these preoccupations to deter them from the above activities. So the Rebbe wants to, the framework the Rebbe wants of Mayonis Chutzah, the framework of Tzidei Agudas Chabad, that he should continue being and reporting to the Rebbe. And not only should they not deter the marriage, the actual activities, but also not to deter from the reporting. The contrary, the Rebbe says, should be even more. And the Rebbe says, easy to understand. And the Rebbe says that if you look in the laws of Talmud Torah for the Alter Rebbe in the beginning of the third chapter, over there it says that even after the wedding, one can learn for 2 and 3 years without being too preoccupied. So the Rebbe says, yes, you may be a little bit more occupied. Generally, we also know, the Rebbe doesn't mention, you know, there's expression in the Gemara that when a person has financial obligation, has to support a family, so it makes it harder to learn, study Torah, you have other obligations. But the Rebbe says, but the Alter Rebbe writes, 2 or 3 years, you can continue learning without too much. I guess when the children come and later on, that becomes more. The Rebbe blesses him. So here, this person got married, and the Rebbe didn't hear from him for a while. And the Rebbe is saying, while I understand that the marriage before, you're busy, so more busy, but that's not for a person to deter an intellectual person is not allowed to and not able to just allow these extra preoccupation to deter them from what they need to do. And the Rebbe also brings down from the Alter Rebbe's Shulchan Aruch 2 or 3 years. And the Rebbe blesses him, and also he says that because of the holiday, was of Chol HaMoed, the Rebbe did not sign on it. And Aleph Kvint, he signs, the secretary signs in his place.